Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Off the ball.
Bag.
Off the ball.
Bag. Okay, welcome to Ball Bag, Off the Ball's consumer complaints line. Texts, emails, tweets and Facebook comments may be recorded for training purposes, it says here in the script. And judging by this week's bulging ball bag, which is hanging particularly low with complaints, we need plenty of training, as Nathan Murphy cacks himself laughing. Off the ball bag at newstalk.com if you want to get in touch with us, which plenty of you have this week. Receiving 40 lashes in the hot seats this week, Nathan Murphy. Nathan, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Dave McIntyre, good evening to you.
Hello.
And for some reason, Ger Gilroy, good evening to you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't know how we can properly explain the fact that I'm sitting here and you're sitting there.
Yeah, you know, I'm a...
Things change, Adrian.
I'm a giver.
Yeah. Okay, we'll on that note, we shall move on. We're going to begin this week with a question. Richie from Cork asks, are you on f***ing school holidays or something? You're down to 20 minutes of podcast a day. What the f*** are you up to? No football podcasts at all. Can you podcast the whole show in one whip? I'm living in Australia and the radio here is shit. I've even resorted to sending a tweet to you. This is a f***ing joke. P.S. Love the show. Richie from Cork, who's living in Oz.
Come on, Richie.
He's pretty exercised about this. Why are we down to 20 minutes?
That's a good question. What the hell's going on? What the hell's going on around here?
I think that's a question that the producer of the show should answer.
JP. He's
coming in now.
He'll be in there.
We've no crappy quiz. We've no podcast.
My microphone there.
That's an average of an hour and a half podcast material nightly, okay?
Nightly.
20 minutes, he's wrong. He's erroneous.
Right.
All right. Well, what about Wednesday night rugby then? I wanted to listen to Keith Wood's dulcet tones when I woke up on Thursday morning, and I searched and I couldn't find it. So
did we not have some,
I agree.
Some sort of a technical issue with something?
Not exactly.
This?
So
was there?
Who's in charge of this?
Oh, come on.
Who's in charge of this? Can we forward
what
this?
What did you say, Dave? You're
can we forward this podcast to our technical
Dave
department?
Dave is too busy listening to Mike and Mike. He's not really enough.
That is it's
type of
utter
guy.
Shit.
Mike and
show.
Mike, right? So
I thought you were like a
can't listen to it anymore.
Oh,
it's
right,
just abysmal.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore. They've
well, it does until the end of the year.
It's not until next year.
No, end of this year.
But that's what I mean.
I think it's around November, perhaps. Definitely in the autumn when one mic is scarpering from the other mic. The good mic is leaving.
What?
To host his own
Mike
TV show, one of the mics, I think Greenberg.
Yeah, definitely Greenberg.
What are they going to call it?
The Mike Greenberg Show.
I think your man, the
Golic, staying
the
on
lesser
radio.
Talented of the two mics. His son is joining him on it as well, Mike Golic Jr.
So it's still Mike and Mike.
Yeah, incidentally, funny you should bring it up because I was driving
Golic
around this morning. And for some reason, I just thought, what the hell do TalkSport talk about during the summer?
Did you turn on Mike and Mike?
It's not called Mike and Mike. It's called the two mics.
Ah, here.
And who are the two mics on TalkSport?
Mike Parry.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know who the other dude was.
They were on during the week. These two are brilliant, by the way. I don't know if you ever heard them. But they were on during the week. And one of them had, so they brought in new tea mugs into TalkSport. And the perimeter of the top of the tea mug for one of the mics was a little bit too big. They literally talked about this thing for about 20 minutes. And
you like listened to the whole thing.
I did. It was.
Now you're telling us about it.
There was nuance of the conversation.
Would you say that they're just filling time at the end of the week?
On which note? Mark the golf fan writes, "Dear ball bag, I'm an occasional golfist. I have two ankle biters, so I generally get out to play once, maybe twice a month." This is definitely not from JP, by the way. I'm by no means a golf nerd, but I wanted to raise my concerns that this already struggling sport is being assassinated and off the ball with the likes of Ger and Adrian. They should ban Bunkers Barry, regularly kicking the sport into the rough. No doubt Barry will now toe the line since you've jumped into bed with the Irish Open. Let's have a little more golf love on the show, please. Thanks for reading. Michael, I would concur with almost everything that Michael has to say.
I love golf. I like playing golf. I don't like golf bores boring me about their own golf games, Nathan.
No, I. To be honest, I.
Do you do that?
What's our listener's name there?
Michael.
Michael. I agree wholeheartedly with every single thing Michael says. We have a hugely successful golf podcast, the most successful podcast on this entire bloody radio station.
That's a pure Trump.
Right.
Comment. That is an absolute Trump sort of lacking
tremendously
in
fact. Successful.
It's not a lie.
Best podcast. Best podcast.
How many other
been?
Podcasts have a sponsor? Not that many.
The GAA
and
podcast.
We're being degraded every
energy.
Single
You're
Thursday night.
You're not
I have to say, I don't have any issue
how
with golf.
How are you mocked? We call you golf dorks. You are golf dorks.
I don't have any issue with golf. A lot of the commentary around golf does tend to be...
I constantly reference it as soon as it's out.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not in a positive manner.
As soon as it's out, exactly.
Yeah, well, like, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
That shite, the Golf Weekly podcast. No, it's good.
Shite,
no,
okay.
When did you last listen to the Golf Weekly podcast?
About 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
I won't lie, I didn't listen to it all. I don't think Fionn wasn't there that week. But you, Dave and Joe, maybe?
Dave was on it.
Possibly.
Yeah. They bought Dave silence by getting him involved.
I'm on it quite regularly.
Yeah.
Yes. Fionn is a globetrotter, as you know.
You know, I'm all about helping the little niche sports that need a bit of... Golf makes loads of money. It's absolutely...
Fine.
It's not rude health. I know... Oh, no. People are watching a bit less golf on TV. It's like, yeah, because they're watching less sport on TV.
The participation end of it is probably the area
that's... It's not great either.
Yeah. Well, participation in America in the last couple of years has turned something of a corner.
If only somebody would come up with an idea to cut it down to...
The problem is that they're getting older and older and older and older and older.
Yeah, only somebody would come up with a game that was not 80
millennials. Millennials don't have 12 hours to go to the golf course, hang around for 3 or 4 hours. Then hang around drinking pints afterwards, pretending that, like, you know, oh, this is really hard work.
I played 12.
Basically summed up our next week, Jer.
It should be 12.
You feel a bit, yeah, but if you play anything short of 18, you feel a bit guilty about yourself almost. No? Yeah.
12 was perfect. Whoever invented the game should have put 12 holes on it.
Yeah. My main thing was really to do with the bunkers this week, anyway. It wasn't really.
That was the most nonsensical point I have ever heard.
I agree with the golf dorks.
On radio. I was driving into the office and I went.
The only response I could get to the notion of, like, what the hell, why do we have bunkers at all in golf, was from the producer of the show. The best reason that he could come up with was that they look good.
Okay, let's not have this crappy conversation again.
Send them all to the glue factory, also known as Dave writes, "Hey ball baggers, I've been bored to hell by the extended horse racing coverage you lot do. What's more disappointing, however, is since gaining your new betting sponsor..."
We don't have one.
"You've dropped what Open was an problems. Admirable campaign to highlight gambling problems in modern Ireland. You've kept harping on about GAA fixture congestion, doping in cycling, dodgy dirty dubs and sports funding. If the GAA, Team Sky and the TV licensed people throw money at you, will these also get axed?" asks Dave. We don't have a new betting sponsor, so sort of debunk that aspect of the conversation.
Extensive horse racing coverage?
Well, and the other thing would be that we have previously been...
Let's not ruin our reputation, people, by defending ourselves of the wrong challenges here, Dave. It's like, we do a bit.
Well, ironically, I would say that we spoke more about gambling and gambling issues when we had a betting partner than... since we stopped having...
Short answer, Dave, that's a lot of nonsense. Mark writes, "Hola, ballbag. I asked if you'd be able to visit Carrigaline in your travels, but as yet no reply. I'm not doing this for the good of my health. I won't be offended if you do not reply." Which, you know...
So there you go.
Yeah. I'll just stop listening to the show and go back to watching Peter Rabbit with James, my 2-year-old son. Thanks, from Mark.
What part of Cork is Carrigaline?
I don't know.
It's...
Is it near Skibbereen?
Well, that's a double...
No, I don't think so. None of us know. I don't think so. No, I think it's south of Cork City, is my understanding. Yeah.
Well, you've really gone out on a limb there.
As in not West Kerry. It's like an accessible part of Cork.
It's not in West Kerry.
West Cork.
I'd like to go to West Cork or East Cork. It's good down in East Cork and it's great down in West Cork.
Yeah.
Where's Kinsale?
West Cork.
Okay.
We have plans to go to Skibbereen in the not too distant future. I haven't seen any of this correspondence. I did no research and didn't read this. I asked if you would be able to visit Carrigaline on your travels, but as yet no reply.
Yeah.
Like,
now you're applying.
We do also get quite frequent requests, but if we can find it,
requests, says Adrian.
Yeah. Why should we go to Carrigaline? We have plans to go to Skibbereen for the very obvious reasons in the next few weeks. But more on that and on. We finish off this week's edition of Ball Bag with
a hotel for free.
An assortment of and giving us free golf. An assortment of cruel canopies in Skibbereen Golf Club.
Okay.
No, that's... I'm just on the fly now.
Is there a golf club called Skibbereen Golf Club?
There may well be. There may not be, Dave. Who the hell knows?
Just rolling.
When did this conversation stop being true?
We finish off this week's edition at the very... when we started Ball Bag. We finish off this week's edition of Ball Bag with an assortment of cruel canopies, a selection of bitchy amuse bouche, a Linfield fan text...
Canapes.
A Linfield fan text,
must have been great.
"For God's sake, can you not go one night without mentioning the British Lions? Christ, 3 Irish teams are playing in Europe tonight," says a Linfield fan.
See, I wasn't on.
Can we not mention them all?
I'll probably mention
the British
them,
and Irish Lions and the three Irish teams.
Well, you know, the Linfield fans have mentioned the British Lions. Lads, you probably won't read this out, and we're just about to Emmett and Longford. Just want to say, I used to think everything Kev said was gospel until I saw his opinion on Ed Sheeran on Twitter today. He doesn't like him.
He was watching Ed Sheeran what the fuss on is about. Glastonbury on Sunday night and saying, he's just not having him, pal. I'm just not having him. Fine, maybe in a small room. Maybe you'd go and see him in the Olympia or Vicar Street. But stadium
he doesn't
size
get it.
Show.
He just doesn't get it.
I'm not having it.
You're not coming out there, JP. Oh, only Adrian is, isn't he? You freaked him out by being a disembodied voice. And he's like, we're still on the radio there, buddy.
What's happening?
So Ed Sheeran selling out 8-10 venues?
Yeah, I was trying to calculate. I think if it's 100,000 at Phoenix Park both nights, it's so about 400.
Is Galway two nights?
Two nights
Cork
in Stadium, two nights in Porky Cueve, two nights in Belfast, or one night in Belfast and two nights in the Phoenix Park. About 450,000 tickets.
It's not bad, is it?
One man
band.
Population.
How much?
All the cash.
No, but he does. He does have a lot of sort of orchestra and that sort of nonsense. Does he not?
Is he standing there on his own with his acoustic guitar?
It's him. He's a load of loop pedals. No, he doesn't. Did anybody watch this?
No.
He goes up on stage with his one guitar. And for the drum and the percussion, he basically bangs the guitar, puts it on a loop pedal. Then he'll sing a couple of lines of harmony. So he's got a load of loop pedals.
So but he's mixing his own background music live.
Yeah, as he comes
that
on.
That is pretty impressive.
So the first minute of every song almost is him putting together.
You think you could afford to get somebody in to do the?
Well, he should. Watching him at Glastonbury, and it's a nice idea, and he's done it for a few years. But go and get yourself a band.
Like it's
his guitar
fine,
was out of tune for half the bloody thing.
So he's worth 200 million apparently.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Well, that was the
figure. He writes songs for
mentioned this morning.
Loads of other people as well, so he's raking in the cash.
Does he, yeah?
And also,
how much is the ticket to Ed Sheeran?
He sold probably 70 or 80 quid, I'm sure.
450,000 people, is that what you said?
Yeah. That's just Ireland.
Did he not have to pay up a few million for Robert Smith at Wembley?
30 million in a week.
Oh, did he?
Did he have to do that?
There's a bit of copyright going on, was there?
Didn't he pay a few million for?
Did he lose that?
Stealing somebody's lines or somebody's melody, anyway.
Jerry's doing something.
It was actually Matt Cardle, wasn't it? Remember Cardle?
Oh, Matt Cardle, yeah.
The X Factor dude.
Did he?
Matt Cardle's song was a cover version.
The one that he released immediately after winning X Factor, but the one that was subsequently released
just from Crow Park.
That's what he's getting.
So say, Max, you're
400,000.
Yeah.
You're paying 5 million out of that to other people. He's going to take in about 25, 27 million.
So he must be worth a lot more than 200 million then.
I don't know. I think he's peaking now at that level where he can do 10 nights in Ireland and sell out.
This is the worst ball bag ever.
Well, I do fear we are sort of wandering down.
Everybody
Mike
wants
and Mike,
to know how
what's
much
the perimeter of the
this,
what's the perimeter of your coffee cup sort of conversation?
Yeah. That's the two mics.
The conversation that one, by the way, because I feel as if we're deep enough now that we should.
What time
sort
are the two mics
finish,
on?
Finish out that conversation. I think it was like 10 o'clock 11 in the morning.
O'clock
where's
today?
Jim White?
Maybe 9. Maybe he's on holidays. I'm sure Jim probably takes like 6 months. 6 months. Ed Sheeran has a net worth of 68 million apparently.
Not having
JP
that.
Has just looked up.
Well, he's got to pay tax.
He's going to make 34 million in a week.
Yeah, but he's paying half that.
Well,
tax.
If he lives in Ireland and he's got the artist exemption.
I'm not mad about that. That started up, we're slagging off Kevin. I'm not mad about doing these things where somebody isn't here to actually defend themselves.
What?
So, on that note,
the two mics
and the coffee cup. Come on.
Screw the two mics. The end of that story.
Yeah.
So, like, for anybody, you don't listen to them, so you don't understand, right? But they whenever they speak to each other, one of them has a point all the time of picking up. Like, and the tiniest things that the other one is saying that he couldn't possibly know or respond to. So the example on this one was that we're talking about the perimeter of the cup and your mom was saying, well, the cup is too big. Whenever I'm going to take a drink, I'm spilling tea all over myself. I've sent the producer out to get me a cup that's smaller so I can have a drink between links. And the other mic, in the ultimate insult, turned around and he said, I bet you don't even know what the perimeter of a normal cup should be. I was like, yeah. You know, but this anyway. You know,
this reminds me of when
the way he tells
when we used to all be together on a Saturday afternoon.
cut!
Will someone stop Richie? On the note of people who aren't here, will someone stop Richie embarrassing himself by talking about Sonny Bill Williamson? He's Williams for God's sake, says Michael in Galway. Did that happen?
That might be just
Sonny Bill Williamson is slip of the tongue.
Yeah, get people away with that.
And lastly, an annoyingly accurate texter has been in touch. So Joe spent a large part of Sunday morning's paper review bemoaning the commercialism of the Lions. But in other news, it's great to see the off the ball Lions roadshow is sold out.
Touche.
Yeah. Well, Joe wasn't
nicely played.
Joe wasn't.
Was that before Monday night when he said there's far too much football on?
I think the bottom line from this week's ball bag is like, no matter what you do, you're not going to please everybody. Some people want more coverage of the Europa League. Some people want more Lions coverage. Some people want less Lions coverage. Some people want more golf coverage. You can't please everybody.
They should tune into Golf Weekly, those people.
Yeah. Double the listenership. And so we come to the end of another humbling ball back. We're all off to do penance. 10 decades of the... 10 decades.
Decades.
How do you spell decades, Nathan? Any idea?
Decades.
Yeah.
Well, decades of the rosary or decades?
Yeah, no,
decades.
I think. Yeah. We're all off to do penance. 10 decades of the rosary.
This is written down.
Off the ball.
Somebody scripts this.
Off the ball bag at newstalk.com is where our staff are waiting, many of them, to receive your feedback. Up next, thanks, lads. Friday Night Racing with Don.
Off the ball.
Bag.
Off the ball. On Newstalk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.